The next morning, we thought best to go on to Kossuth, and when about to leave, Mr. McKnight asked us to go with them and make a call on their two German neighbors, who were living on the East Branch a couple of miles away. Of course, we accepted, and found when getting there that they were living in a dugout on the face of a high clay bluff, sloping down to the river below. Near the top of the bluff, they had set a door and a frame with one pane of glass for light. These were the only materials used in its makeup. A fireplace was dug out at the farther end of the room, with an opening up through and out for a chimney. Benches of clay on either side of the pathway from the door to the fireplace, some 10 feet away, served as sleeping bunks, so that all in all, it was a very cheaply made home, and one that gave good protection to its occupants. Here we found August Zalton and Christian Hackman, who made it their home during the following winter and spring.